Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I've had the busy throat all day long. I've been watching the... this is a bad day to be a Democrat. It's a bad week. I'm sure they all want to roll everything back to Wednesday. When things were not yet done. But things have been done, and we now have a ruling in the Bruin case, which you know what that was. And I want to look at some takeaways from this. Six takeaways from this, if I may. One is that may issue gun licensing regimes violate the Second Amendment. That's the big thing that this established. The whole case was to challenge a state statute that requires a person wishing to carry a firearm outside his home or business for self-defense to obtain a license based upon proper cause. Now, New York statute, according to the Supreme Court, does not define what that proper cause. It doesn't say, well, it can be this, 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 or this. It's actually left up subjectively to whoever you're, you know, to whichever cop you're talking to. Now, that licensing scheme is called a may-issue licensing law, and because it provides government officials discretion to deny. Six jurisdictions have adopted may-issue schemes in addition to New York, California, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. In contrast, the Supreme Court explained the vast majority of states, 43 by our count, are shall-issue jurisdictions where authorities must issue concealed carry licenses whenever applicants satisfy certain threshold requirements without granting licensing officials discretion to deny based on a perceived lack of need or suitability. Now, Supreme Court decided the proper cause requirement violates the Second Amendment, applicable to the state by virtue of the 14th Amendment and the Incorporation Doctrine. Therefore, it is stricken down. The second thing to take from this is that maybe... Excuse me, the Supreme Court has done punting on the Second Amendment. This decision proves to be significant beyond the bottom line because the Supreme Court has finally ended its two decades long punt on the Second Amendment. 2008 we had Heller, 2010 we had McDonald, and while they were landmark cases and the first Second Amendment cases decided by the High Court since 1939, both cases addressed issues that were narrow and limited to whether the laws banning or regulating firearms in your house violated the Second Amendment. And in both cases, they declared these laws to be unconstitutional. Now, then they took this hands-off approach, and this proved to be problematic. Because this emboldened the lower federal courts, where they ignored the Supreme Court's analysis in Heller, which made it clear that the Second Amendment protects firearms commonly used for a lawful purpose. So, Supreme Court in 2017 let stand the Fourth Circuit's holding in Colby versus Hogan that semi-automatic rifles are not constitutionally protected arms, even though the prevalence of lawfully used AR-15s and semi-automatic AK-47s meets the Heller standard for garnering Second Amendment protection. So it created a set of conflicting standards, and now they're back in the arena of the fight, and they've pretty much pretty much changed things. One of the things they changed is to state categorically that the right to bear arms is not a second-class right. Now, you know, what they were looking at was a... they noted that lower courts had coalesced around a two-step framework for analyzing Second Amendment challenges that combines history with means and scrutiny. And that framework began asking whether the challenge law regulates activity falling outside the scope of the Second Amendment as originally understood. If outside the scope of the Second Amendment, the regulation passes constitutional muster and no further analysis is required. But if it does fall within the general parameters of Second Amendment protection, courts applying the two-step analysis ask how close the law comes to the core of the Second Amendment right and the severity of the law's burden on that right. Now, here, Clarence Thomas noted that courts of appeals generally maintain that the core Second Amendment right is limited to self-defense in the home. Other laws affecting the right to bear arms, because they are not considered core, received less protection, with lower courts applying intermediate scrutiny and considering whether the government can show that the regulation is substantially related to the achievement of an important governmental interest. This opinion rejects the two-part approach, and that's important. They established that the right to self-defense is not limited to the home, which is something we've known for quite some time. And he wrote this, even before the Civil War commenced in 1861, the court indirectly affirmed the importance of the right to keep and bear arms in public. Writing for the court in Dred Scott versus Standard, Chief Justice Taney offered that he thought was a parade of horribles would result from recognizing that free blacks were citizens of the United States. If blacks were citizens of the United States, he fretted, they would be entitled to the privileges and immunities of citizens, including the right to keep and carry arms wherever they went. Thus, even Chief Justice Taney recognized, albeit unenthusiastically in the case of black people at the time, that public carry was a component of the right to keep and bear arms, a right free blacks were often denied in antebellum America. From there, they thoroughly analyzed the historical tradition of firearm regulation before holding the Second Amendment guarantee to all Americans the right to bear commonly used weapons in public, subject to certain reasonable, well-defined restrictions. And they stated that to confine it to the home would nullify half of the Second Amendment's operative protections. Now, coming away from this, the Supreme Court has offered some substantial advancement of Second Amendment jurisprudence, because the High Court's analysis gives extensive direction and guidance relevant to future cases. So, from here on out, the main thing here is that this will all be subject to strict scrutiny. Justice Thomas was actually quite thorough in writing this. And this decision reaches well beyond the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court now has a solid originalist majority. Following decades of fractured Supreme Court decisions with no opinion garnering a majority of votes, six justices signed on to this. And in total, the majority opinion in Bruin was what that was made up. And throughout the opinion, represented an ode to originalism, beginning as noted that the court's pronouncement, constitutional rights are enshrined with the scope they are understood to have when the people adopted them. So, sorry, Kathy Hochul, that doesn't mean that, you know, this all started with muskets. That's not what that means. That means that arms, they understood that there were weapons, you know, swords and guns and all this other nonsense. They understood that, and they were quite detailed in their oratory and in their written opinions, and they have left all kinds of guidance for any future cases. All on Clarence Thomas's birthday. What a great gift he gave to the nation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, there's something called made-up sexual status, or MUS, which is that's another way to look at transgender. And I've never been approached by one that is an activist. If somebody comes up to me, I mean, there's plenty of really seriously macho dudes that wear jewelry, have piercings on the, you know, ears pierced, all kinds of other stuff. And that's just because that's what they do. So unless they have a sign or unless they make some sort of a thing, if they're a guy, I'm going to say, yes, sir. Or no, sir. Or whatever happens. So I've never been approached by this, but I have been devising a plan on what to do if they roll up on me and start giving me this nonsense, because I'm beginning to think that the momentum is going the other way on a lot of this leftist nonsense. And I have a four-word question to ask any of them when they roll in on me. I'm just going to ask, what's a woman? What is a woman? Now, I'm sure that they will hem and haw, because this is all based on their current emotional-based creed dictates that the only possible definition is anyone who identifies as a woman. And, you know, I have a definition of what is a woman. Some sexual devolutionaries, however, may come back with what a YouTube commentator under a very clever topic-related Babylon V video claimed. Let's be real. Conservatives do not have a tenable definition of woman. Conservatives don't talk about their definition of woman. They know it's not good enough. Okay. I'll play your stupid game. Challenge accepted. A woman is an adult member of the species Homo sapiens. This means in principle that she has a double X chromosome configuration that is consequently and genotypically and phenotypically female. And that's a mouthful. But it's because it's precise. But the sexual devolutionaries would no doubt interject here saying, no, some women are not genotypically double X or wholly phonotypically appearance-wise female. But they overlooked one thing that I just said. I said in principle. One learns in good philosophy, rarely taught today, that there's a difference between something being true in principle and being true in the particular. For example, an apple in principle is something that doesn't contain a worm. The definition isn't negated by the fact that the occasional apple has a worm, because the worm isn't integral to the apple. The worm-infested apple is the exception that proves the rule, meaning that there cannot be exceptions unless there's some norm they can be exceptions to. There are obviously deviations from the female norm. It's also obvious that there are exceptions that prove the rule of femaleness as well. And they have no bearing on what a woman is in principle. And not understanding this, because they don't want to, sexual devolutionaries will didactically explain how they're more than just two double X female and XY male genotypes, with those are supposedly being the intersex varieties, triple X, X0, XXY, and XYY. Now, while these configurations exist, right, it has no bearing on what the two sexes are in principle. But here's what the sexual devolutionaries don't say. These are all abnormalities that afflict one sex or the other. Triple X syndrome, called trisomy X syndrome, triple X syndrome, is a rare genetic condition which females inherit. They get an extra X chromosome. Turner syndrome, which is X0, is a rare genetic disorder that's found only in girls. Klinefelter syndrome, XXY, is a genetic condition in which a boy is born with an extra X chromosome. And although genetics are hereditary, a phenomenon in genetic alterations occurs when male babies receive an extra Y chromosome in each of their cells, resulting in an XYY combination. And that's it. And you can go searching on all of those WebMD pages you want. You won't find the term intersex anywhere in them. Intersex is not a scientific definition, but a social one. It's not reality, but a fantasy. There are two sexes with abnormalities afflicting them, nothing more. There is much as how, you know, this is much as how someone is suffering with hypertrichosis, which is excessive hair growth. It isn't, that doesn't make somebody interspecies, but a fully human person with a disorder. And what we've actually seeing here is that the intersex illusion is now the common desire to define abnormalities as either lifestyle choices or normal variation. But as G.K. Chesterton put it, a fallacy doesn't cease to be a fallacy because it becomes fashionable. Now, people enduring these chromosomal abnormalities certainly have crosses to bear, and assuming they, you know, they haven't joined the sexual devolutionary phalanx of social engineers, deserve compassion. What no one deserves ever is to have all of society's grasp of reality altered to facilitate the lie that his abnormality doesn't exist as such because he can't accept the truth. Warping a civilization's sense of reality is dangerous. And it shouldn't be tolerated for a moment. But there's a traditionalist answer to what is a woman. Double X chromosomes. Born that way. That's, you know, it's a very simple definition. And it's your move now, sexual devolutionaries, but I think that's a checkmate for you. Because I, you know, as we go along with all of this stuff, the noise right now, the left is in complete and total disarray. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Now everybody can carry a gun, and it has been recognized that Roe versus Wade, the right to abortion, is not a constitutional right. It's not written anywhere in there. There's no inference to it at all. So now, they're in complete and total disarray. So it'll be interesting to see where the rest of this nonsense goes. Intersex. Oh, well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. It's the most significant firearms bill to come out of Congress in nearly 30 years. The bipartisan bill put together after recent deadly mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The bill provides money to states so they are able to put red flag laws on the books, to which Attorney General Ken Paxton says would not have stopped the Uvalde shooting.
Passing a red flag law, largely ineffective, I would guess, in preventing this from ever happening.
Former President Trump is praising the Supreme Court's Friday ruling overturning Roe v. Wade as the biggest win for life in a generation, noting it was only made possible by his actions as president. This is USA Radio News. Florida is donating $1 million toward building a memorial for the victims of the Surfside condo collapse. Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Jill Biden gathering at a remembrance ceremony marking 1 year since the Champlain Tower South collapse. DeSantis says he saw the entire community mobilized to help support the families following the tragedy. The state's budget includes funding toward a memorial that can be built on the site of the collapse. New home sales are on the upswing for the first time this year. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes jumped 10.7% in May to an annual rate of 696,000 units. The gain surprised industry experts given the steady rise in home prices and mortgage rates. The Avalanche are on the verge of their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Colorado hosts the Lightning tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We get this. Oh, gosh. A headline, I think. What was this out of? Legal insurrection, yeah. New York Governor Hochul loses her mind over SCOTUS ruling striking down concealed carry law. This is from Mary Chastain. Talking about the 6-3 decision in favor of carrying handguns outside the home in New York. She said, "Your tears are delicious, Hochul." Some may object to overt gloating. I'm not one of them. I'm not the graceful winner. They have dropped the mask and revealed exactly who they are. They are oath-breaking tyrant wannabes, and they presume to dictate your rights to us and send swarms of state enforcers to harass us when we stand up or defy their edicts or claim our birthrights. And their setback has been done peaceably using a remarkable system bequeathed to posterity by the founders, sending some triggered collectivists into a rage-filled hysteria, rivaling the tantrum at the end of Mel Gibson's Passion movie. More tempered and informed legal minds in the Second Amendment community are analyzing the opinion of the court, the concurrences, and the dissent, and they'll do a better job of explaining the issues and implications than I might be able to. I'm going to have Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation on in the next hour to discuss this. And you know, there's going to be things in there about proving cause and scrutiny and the applicability of earlier laws and shall issue permits and what this could mean for red flag laws and the like. And plenty of qualified commentators are and will be willing to write about this. And I'm not really interested. Let's take a moment to look at the reactions of those impervious to reasoning because they have an agenda that never was concerned with the truth. The truth is an agenda. It is one of those things where, you know, they say the truth will set you free. It sets you free from having to remember anything other than the facts. If the correct answer to a gun control issue is blue today, it will be blue tomorrow. And looking at how the antis are reacting to it is quite educational. And let's start with David Hogg's Twitter feed. Just as Republicans, I don't know if this is David Hogg's Twitter feed, by the way. Just as Republicans, gun owners, and Democrats are coming together to demand action on gun safety, SCOTUS just ruled for the opposite and rolled back plus 200 years of jurisprudence. Americans want domestic tranquility and a well-regulated militia, not a SCOTUS bought by the NRA. This is something he's grousing over, and at the same time libeling in the same sentence. Trump packed the court, and if we don't do something, it's going to destroy our country and what little is left of our Constitution in the process. This is absolute projection, of course. Then we got Shannon Watts. SCOTUS just issued their opinion in the Bruin case, and they got it wrong. Digging deep into her bottomless reservoir of accomplished legal acumen. She said, as our gun violence crisis gets even worse, SCOTUS's cave to the gun lobby's extreme agenda and will make it harder for some states and cities to protect public safety. Well, they're not doing... Let me explain something to you. Just about that point alone. If you are helpless, it doesn't matter how good your cops are. When somebody breaks in on you, when somebody's raping you, when somebody's beating you half to death, it doesn't matter because it's going to take them a minute to react. If you want to protect public safety, you have to allow the public to be reactive in a fully effective way to violence. Then there's a... Chuck Schumer, as the extremist Roberts Court strikes down gun safety measures, it's urgent for us to act at every level of government. Today, we'll finally take steps to loosen the gun lobby's grip and pass a law that'll save lives. And it won't. It won't do. It won't make a difference at all. And you think the Republican lemmings marching off that cliff would realize that and also realize if they demoralize their base, blow up the presumptive red wave, and don't unseat enough Democrats, Schumer would be the guy to show us what real court packing looks like. He knows how to do this. Then there's the disgraced former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. This is another devastating setback in our fight against gun violence, and it only underscores the need for bolder gun reforms on the national level. Because of this ruling, we're now back to where we were in 1910, but it doesn't have to remain this way. Really? Okay. So now we can have unregistered new machine guns again. We can buy guns by mail. Forget the stupid 4473 and the NICS checks. And you know what this means? Hell, we can get rid of all of these anti-gun Democrat women in Congress because they couldn't even vote until 1920. Yeah. And I bring that last part up because Cuomo is the one in the doghouse over multiple sexual harassment allegations. Now, we could go on and on, but the pattern's going to remain the same. And the violence monopolists will try to minimize the court's decision and to do what they bear false witnesses like Hogg saying NRA bought the judges. They'll offer false authority like Watts posturing that hers are the superior legal qualifications. They'll call names like Schumer, Brandy the Justice, extremists, and then flat out lie like Gropey. But here's the final thing. This is done now. There, if you want the Second Amendment to go away, call for a constitutional convention and let's make that happen. Let's go. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all of this. Where they think they can get out there and use, you know, up to this point, we've been using the courts to create law. Yeah, we've been using the courts to create law. And they took care of that, too. Courts won't be able to do that anymore. It's that's also done. And in the meantime, this weekend, a lot of people in these blue cities where nothing has changed yet, but it's in the process. A lot of these blue cities will be preparing for violence as Jane's Revenge and the other anti-life people get out there and they go crazy. They riot. We have the right to kill babies. That's not how they put it. They say we have the right to decide about their own bodies. Okay. But you're making a decision about another body that's in you now. And when that body has a heartbeat, what is it? What is that body? And the only reason they're able to make this work is we're the only animals that know how to think and rationalize. Sadness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joe Biden has been being protected by Secret Service since he was vice president. So he started getting protected. He had armed detail from the time, sometime in 2008, or probably actually 2007. No, 2008. That's when the election was. And then he had a Secret Service detail till today. That has been an unending thing. And he lives under constant armed protection. And despite all this, which I don't know if this is dementia or evil, he's still very open about his desire to take away your most effective means of protecting your own life. He even joked about it recently. He mocked ordinary citizens' ownership of certain firearm magazines. He said, "What, do you think the deer you're hunting wear Kevlar vests? What the hell do you need 20 bullets for? You must be a hell of a terrible shot." Well, Presidente, I don't hunt deer. I only carry guns in case the human animal decides to get, shall we say, hostile. That's the only reason. Here's a better question. Who is Joe Biden to dictate how you, a law-abiding, peace-loving American, will defend your life and the life of your loved ones? Who is that? Your self-defense choices are yours to make, not the president's, nor any other politician's, for that matter. And while President Biden may be ignorant on that matter, countless Americans know exactly what is at stake. So instead of mocking the people's exercise of a natural right, Biden and his fellow gun controllers should read some horrifying real-life stories and find out what a 20-round magazine is used for. I mean, I carry 20-rounders for my 9mm pistol. Running out of ammunition at the wrong moment is more than a nightmare. It could mean death at the hands of an intruder. And magazines are a critical tool for surviving some of the worst situations imaginable. Situations that occur all too often in a nation where murder rates are rising and hundreds of thousands of violent home invasions occur each year. In a life or death emergency, ordinary citizens may well be forced into a prolonged exchange of fire with violent criminals. I was having this discussion with someone the other day as we were discussing what it might mean to be, what is the difference between a fighting pistol and a self-defense gun. when you're facing a hostile adversary, sometimes more than one, in a prolonged exchange of fire, you don't need to be changing weapons, and you don't need to be out there dropping, you know, changing from, you know, one 110 rounder. That's the arbitrary number they want to go to. Even though I'm going to carry a single stack gun from time to time, which holds eight. That's not because I have to. It's because I've chosen to. Tomorrow, when I go down to the capital city of South Carolina, where they will be protesting the fall of Roe versus Wade, I will be carrying a minimum of a 17 rounder in a gun, though. Because I don't know how many, you know, if I'm driving past the state house and they just let me drive past the state house, I'll be like, look, they're dressed just like the Handmaid's Tale girls are. If they step out, though, and start beating on my car, as long as they're beating on my sheet metal, they're going to be okay. But when they start coming at the windows, now they mean to get to me. And they're going to get to me, and they're going to want to release me post-haste. Magazines, standard capacity magazines, we have a long history with these, and it's simply false to argue, as some gun control advocates do, that our founders and framers couldn't imagine them and did not mean to protect them under the Second Amendment. Such magazines were in use well before the founding of the nation. They may not look like a Glock magazine, for example, but, you know, we had firearms capable of firing more than 10 rounds without reloading. They've existed since at least the 1500s. In 1777, over a decade before the adoption of Bill of Rights, Joseph Belton demonstrated a repeating rifle able to hold 16 rounds to members of the Continental Congress. Today, such magazines are so popular and widely owned that they're standard capacity. That's what the guns, you know. Branding them as a high-capacity magazine is a scare tactic meant to stigmatize constitutionally protected arms by falsely associating them with warfare or mass shootings. The problem is that the misleading rhetoric is very widespread. From the president on down, it's echoed by officials who think it's their job to decide how many rounds you need to defend your life, your family, and your community. Even in the wake of recent mass shootings, Congress isn't about to pass the president's full gun control agenda. In the state of Washington, Biden's disarmament dreams for the nation are alive and well. There they have SB 5078, where they have recently banned the sale, import, distribution, and manufacture of firearm magazines able to hold more than 10 rounds of ammo. Of course, this won't ban or stop criminals from acquiring those magazines if they want them. Murderous home invaders couldn't care less about breaking the bureaucratic gun law. Even if violent criminals are effectively prevented from obtaining the banned magazines, they can easily compensate by bringing more guns or more accomplices to outnumber a victim, since it's criminals and not their victims who choose the time and place of an attack. And with their self-defense choices limited, every day Washingtonians will pay the price, losing their constitutionally protected natural rights and possibly their life. That's why several residents have stepped forward to sue the state of Washington over its magazine ban, represented by Mountain State's Legal Foundation Center to Keep and Bear Arms. And among those suing Washington are Ellie Sullivan, a nurse and longtime Washington resident, alarmed by the deteriorating safety conditions. So is one of my former sponsors, Rainier Arms founder John Wong. He's committed to ensuring that individuals are well-equipped in the face of danger. But although this law is specific to Washington, this issue isn't. Nine other states have similar bans on so-called high-capacity magazines, and more will follow if this trend is not stopped in its tracks. As these anti-gun activists continue their disgusting political exploitation of mass shootings, there will be no doubt for further demonization of these devices. And with President Biden and his fellow gun controllers eager for an eventual nationwide ban, the outcome in Washington State will have national implications. Your life, the life of your loved ones, should not be dependent on your ability to reload a weapon on the worst day of your life. And while the president, with his Secret Service protection, inanely accepts repeats his line about deers in Kevlar, the American people know that they need to survive in a crisis, and their right to choose the right magazine for themselves isn't being infringed this time. I'm seeing where a bunch of people on Facebook that I am quote-unquote friends with, they've decided now that with the... I don't understand certain people. They've decided now that the Democrats are going to run the table because of Roe versus Wade and because of the Bruin case. I you know, like they're not driving tomorrow to a place where they got to pay $5 for a gallon of gas, where they're not going tomorrow to a grocery store to set up a feast of cube steak and pork and beans, which is, you know, when I say that's a feast, I love that, but it's about twice what it used to cost. I like it because it's, you know, that's actually something I can eat on my new diet, my new anti-diabetic diet, where I cut my A1C in half in 90 days. Good stuff there. Coming up next is Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.